The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
You have no idea.
Well, we have some idea, Nate.
Oh, we totally have an idea. I saw you checking out your neighbor earlier. Hey.
Really? How much I love the curve of a lady. It's true. Coming up on the show today, we've got a lot of sports stuff that isn't really sports stuff. Let's see. Ted just adjusted his headphones, so now I can't hear myself, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry, everybody.
No, that's okay. Well, no one else can hear but me. It's just me.
But you mentioned it, which interrupted the show flow, so I apologized.
No, it's not.
That's what I do. It's my shtick. Sorry about that.
Don't want to interrupt your shtick.
Hashtag.
Yeah, so we got a lot of sports stuff and a weird comparison of Sweden and North Korea.
Why are you looking at me? Those aren't my people.
No.
You're not Swedish?
No, I just looked up on my computer.
I wish I was. Oh, my God. If I was Swedish, I'd be so hot. I'm trying to give you a pass on being racist, so I'm going to let you move on and try not to come up with an excuse. Like, I was looking at my computer screen, and I just happened to look to my right away from it.
Up. God forbid I look up.
As you're rolling
around. My own home. Anyway. So let's get right to it. Before I forget, thank you everybody who's been shopping on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. It is the best way to support the show. You save money on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra to do it. All you have to do, go to the website, NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab and then do what you normally do. Save money there. Have somebody else schlep your stuff to your home or business. Order stuff for your home or business or your sexual life. Whatever.
Could be your business, for all we know.
It's true.
If you're in the business of sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might need a gross of butt plugs. You can get them at Amazon.
Do you think G-Spot is hiring?
I have no idea.
I don't know
either.
You
don't go in there every day? Oh, that's right. Because he purchases his stuff through Amazon. And he clicks on the Shop Amazon tab.
No, I don't, because I have all of my packages I get delivered to work. And even though everything comes in a brown box from Amazon... You don't want to risk that.
No, you don't.
Whatever it is. No, the G-Spot moved.
Yeah.
It's very elusive, that G-Spot.
I don't think it exists.
It does.
It does, because
I don't know.
Moved. But it moved.
Apparently it moves every now and then.
That's why science can't figure
it out.
It
moved a whole block.
Wait a minute.
It's true.
Oh, it's confusing.
That's, if you've been around Midtown Sacramento, you get that joke.
If not,
it doesn't matter.
Oh.
All right, let's start with this. What have you guys been up to over the past week? Ted, you were away last week. What have you been busy?
Oh, my God, I'm a little embarrassed to admit what I've been doing over the past couple of days is I've been sorting through my Magic the Gathering collection because I have thousands of cards. Like in my 20s, I didn't play during college. I played after college, and I just have all these cards, but I haven't played in a long time. Like, okay, well, I'm not working right now. I'm going to go through them all and sell them. And I'm doing it in a very anal retentive OCD way. Like, I have my tables now covered with all these Magic cards sorted by set. And Becca's being very lenient and patient about it. She thinks our entire house's foundation is built on Magic cards now because there's so many of them. So that's what I'm doing.
Can I see this?
You want to see the pictures?
Yeah.
They're on Facebook.
Okay,
I'll post them to the Nate Darling Show page.
So that's everyone pretty can sick. See. I used to love Magic when I was in elementary school.
Oh, no.
Shit. Time stamped.
Well, either way, I mean, you're doing it because you're selling them. So,
correct.
I mean, it's not like you're like, I'm going to get out, I'm going to play them again.
Oh, I wish I could. That's
I think
idea,
he's like, well, I might just be
now that I
selling.
Think about it.
Oh, no, I could use the money more than I could use the entertainment. So
it's your retirement fund, though.
It's kind of weird how expensive some of these cards are. It's like, this is a $50 piece of cardboard. Oh, okay. Well,
shit,
that's cool.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe you should.
I need to find my own ones. Well, I don't know if I still have them because my mom gave them away a while ago.
Aww.
Like when I came back from Korea when all my shit was gone. My Legos, my magic
what?
Cards. Oh, trust. Oh. It was not a happy time. And then she like lied and said that she threw away my blanket.
We're hearing Diana's inner monologue as this was all revealed when she returned.
Oh. Wow.
It was very upsetting.
Okay. At the end of this, if it does end.
I don't know.
I don't think it does. Is this on a loop?
This is... What is this from? Oh, God. Diana, geez, this is the blanket. Really,
okay, no, it's not just the blanket, okay?
I'm kidding, I know.
But it, like, she lied and said she threw it away. And so I cried for 3 days. And then she thought it was funny, so she kept me, let me go. So I cried the first day, and she thought it was funny, so she let it go for 2 more days. So it was just crying nonstop. And then she's like, oh, just kidding, I just washed it, but I thought that was funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So all my bad jokes, I get my sense of humor from my mother. It's hella fucked up.
Like you have a torturous set of jokes or something? Yeah, abusive and mean? No.
I've had some... that's apparently when I like when I'm around people like girls that I like.
Oh.
I say really bad shit.
Interesting.
You're like a teenage boy.
Yeah.
I totally am. Oh, my God. Oh, that's, man, so embarrassing. I am. Oh. Holy shit.
Now I want to follow you around and see how you hit on women.
Hey. No, I like when I'm hitting on them, like when I'm not interested, I can like, I play it cool and like it's whatever. But like when I actually like someone, it's really, really bad. Like I actually feel bad for the person that I talk to. It just, it's like 10 minutes of me talking and then 90, like, if we have 10 minutes of me talking, it's like, a minute of me actually saying something, and then 9 minutes after that, just apologizing.
Oh my
for
god!
Being an asshole.
Wow.
But I need to find my magic cards. That's the whole point. Maybe I can actually make some money.
Yeah.
Now that I'm not gonna have a job.
How did your comedy show go? Nines and tens. Was it
the
was
show itself was wonderful.
That's good.
The show itself was wonderful, and so were all the performers.
There's a something here.
Is it something you don't want to talk about?
It's.
Oh.
It was a big headache. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of things in my life I've just been half-assing.
Mm.
So promotion, I tried. I really did. It wasn't the best turnout.
Oh.
But the people that did went amazing, amazing crowd. And it was really cool. A couple of my friends I haven't seen in a long time came through, so it was really cool.
To be very fair, Wednesday is a really tough night.
Yeah, and it sucked that I didn't promote as much as I wanted to. But also, like, I don't know, there wasn't really a guest list. Like, there was just a lot of things going against me that I just didn't know how to go about because it was my first show.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
I thought I was going to have a lot more help.
Right.
And like someone guiding me on what the fuck to do.
Oh, no. That never happens.
Never happens.
No.
And not, I mean, everyone has their own lives. I'm not trying to, that came out wrong. I wasn't trying to play victim or anything like that. It was just like, I'm taking it away as a learning experience, which I'm thankful for because the performers were great. The audience was great. Those that did show up. And, but I wish it could have gone better. Will I ever produce a show again? From what I've learned through my boo, George Clooney, never say never, but I highly doubt I will ever produce a show again.
Oh.
I think one of the things that is a good lesson to take away from this is if you think you need help with something, it's always better to ask because you can never assume someone is going to help because from the other side of the coin, people who might want to help don't want to jump in and go and assume, oh, well, this person needs my help. You know, you assume that the person, unless they ask, has everything under control.
Yeah.
Or that maybe somebody else is helping them and you don't want to give like conflicting advice or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I did ask around to like some of the vets out there, like Robert Barry was really great and really sweet to me. Cheryl, the soccer mom, was really sweet to me, like helping out, just giving me advice. But then again, like I didn't have a lot of time or energy to put it into practice. So I think, you know, I feel bad because I didn't give the show as much as it was a sick lineup. Like I don't care what anyone says. That lineup was fucking sick. You can talk shit about the show you want, but that lineup was sick. They killed it. And it was just like, I wish I kind of gave them more. But then again, life happens, shit goes on, and it's kind of just trying to find that balance, which I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a learning experience, to say the least.
Cool. Yeah, you've produced a comedy show. You've learned from it. And whether you do one again or not, you know, you'll be better for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I just got a couple gray hairs and a couple years knocked out my life through stress. But besides that, it was great. What'd you do this past week, Nate?
My Sunday was very busy. My Sunday started, I ran a 10K in mostly in Old Sack, but it was a weird course. It started and ended in front of the Crocker. And basically did a lot of the running along the river, both on Sacramento side and on the West Sacramento side. So went over both bridges. Mm-hmm. And this is weird because Sacramento is incredibly flat. But because this was up and down like the levees and over the bridges and stuff, it was a ton of elevation change on this race. So it was killer. And speaking of not preparing enough, I was not completely ready for it.
How many miles is 10K?
Well, a 10K is 6.2 miles.
Holy fuck.
This one, according to the GPS in my phone that goes to my watch, ended up being 6.45, which is a quarter mile longer than it should have been. I finished last in my age category. So,
yay.
Compared to the 10K that I ran in February, basically I was slower than the one I ran in February, but a lot more elevation change. So that sort of, plays into that a little bit. And I thought, I did a lot better. Well, basically there were a lot more slower runners at the one in February than there were at this one. This one was full of faster runners. If I were only a year older and in a different age category, I would have done much better by comparison. So that's kind of how it worked. But I finished. I started.
I'm sorry. You would have done a lot better because you were the youngest person in the older age group.
Correct.
No shit.
My time would have been. I would have been in the middle. If I would have been a year older, my time would have put me about in the middle of the next age group.
Dude, that's like those kids that play baseball that are like older, when they lie about their age to get in the younger ones, and they just fucking dominate.
Hell yeah.
That's kind of like the same principle in my mind. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Well, you can come out and run the next race with
me. Oh, she'll be in the much younger category.
It's true.
And I would be the older part of the younger category, and I would get my ass lapped. And that has nothing to do with me being older. It's just like I haven't run in a minute, and it's...
You haven't run in a minute?
In a minute.
Oh.
That's another youngster expression.
It's kind of like out of pocket.
Because you mean more than a minute.
I do. Our whole generation's about... I shouldn't even say that anymore because apparently I'm looped in your guys' generation, according to an 18-year-old.
That's not possible.
Who doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's all good.
Welcome to our generation. Yeah, she's too cool for podcasts.
Yeah, she'll get actually.
What did the kids use? Like Tweetcasts?
I don't know. I think
she has Tumblr. Apparently, that's a thing.
Everybody, listen. All Tumblr is for porn. Really? I mean,
I asked her when I saw that because she was showing it to me. I was like, is there no like restrictions on like is this just porn? Like, I don't understand.
Tumblr, and I have a Tumblr page. I use that if I have, like, if I want to go on, like, a weird, long psychological journey through my life and write a blog about it, I put it on my Tumblr page, and then I never publicize it.
Oh.
It's sort of like my diary that no one will ever find. But although if it's something, like, really cool that I'm really proud of at the end, I'll like, put it on my Facebook page, go, hey, by the way, if you care. It's here.
I do not know.
But I don't do that very often. It's very rare that I do. Tumblr is... bands primarily have Tumblrs because it's a lot of pictures and a lot of... It's essentially a blog.
Yeah, it's a blog. Because when I first asked her about Tumblr, this is another time she made me feel really old. And she says, I do this to myself. And I don't think it's always me. But I asked her, and I was like, so is this like a live journal or Zanga, but with more pictures? And she's like, I've never.
And what did she say?
And she said, I've never heard of those in my life.
She ever heard of Live Journal? I have a Live Journal. I haven't used it in a while.
Right?
I'm surprised.
And then I was just so taken aback by it. I just like kind of just got up and like walked away. And then like a couple weeks later, I like told her because I made it a Facebook status and I told her about it. And she's like, you still never told me what that was.
Oh, geez, Louise.
And I was like.
Zanga was the other one?
Yeah, it was more that, Asian, though.
I don't know Zanga. I know Live Journal. Blogs for old people, right?
No.
Live Journal and Zanga is pretty much the same thing, so Zanga is more Asians.
Oh, I see.
So it's okay. It sounds...
That explains, sounds why we, explains why we don't know anything about it.
The Live Journal is what I was using. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Blogspot would be the other thing.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's a thing.
It is. It's still up there.
Does she know what MySpace is, I wonder?
Oh, my God, I remember...
Friendster?
I remember asking... Friendster? I don't think she knows what Friendster is, but I know MySpace. I brought it up one time, and she was like, yeah, I was kind of like a kid when it came out. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, don't ever... don't ever talk about like when stuff happened. That's really keep the bottom line is when you're dealing with people a lot younger than you, keep everything to the present. That's the, because you're both living in that moment right now. Don't give any past context to shit because they don't have it. It's not going to match what you have. And they're going to say something like, man, you're old, or, oh, my God, I don't know. They'll either say, man, you're old, or, oh, my God, I don't know anything. Either way, somebody is going to feel bad afterward.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. It's just, it's weird because I'm used to being the youngest one out of all my friends. And now, like, you know, being you're as you get older, I feel like you're exposed to more different age groups.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And I've been, like, you know, I've never thought I would meet an 18-year-old, much less hang out with an 18-year-old, like, ever. Right. I'm pretentious like that. I'm pretty ageist, actually. Like, I used to be really, really bad. But, yeah, the things, I don't know. It's just really, not complicated, but it's like how I never felt old before until I'm used to feeling, like, really young. Like, oh, what's that? Like, kind of when you guys talk about shit, I'm just like, oh, what's that? Like, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, God, thanks.
Is Hef contributing to the...
I was trying to see if I could capture a purr on mic, but if I turn the mic up loud enough to pick it up, then it just picks up the entire room. So,
so cute. I wish I was a cat.
Wish you were a cat?
Yeah.
Well, they pretty much sleep around all day and poop in a box, so there you go.
That's the dream.
So
that's the dream.
It would be nothing different than what I do now.
Okay. Well, you're on the right track.
I'm not going to your house ever.
It's tough.
The
on
box
the
is outside. Okay. Ted. Oh. I'm fucking classy.
Excuse me.
Speaking of classy, Dallas Archer, who's a lady in Tennessee, she was arrested, being booked driving with a suspended license, slapped with a weapons charge after cops found a loaded gun in her vagina.
What?
In her vagina.
That's not the best.
That's
place.
Like from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
She's 19, by the way, Diana. So. There's that generation.
Her fucking vagina is not if you can fit that thing in there.
She was arrested around 3:15 p.m. on a Monday and brought to a Kingsport jail where cops found a tiny gun concealed in her private parts. A female cop was performing a routine search when she noticed, quote, an unknown object in Archer's groin. She and other female officer then took the blonde perp into the bathroom where they discovered the 4-inch North American Arms 22 LR revolver. Police say the $250 gun originally belonged to... a retired car salesman from Kingsport, so I don't know where she got it. That looks dangerous. There's a picture of the gun. It does not have a trigger guard.
Wow.
So, I mean, she could have fired that off with just a quick clench of her vagina.
Kegels. How'd you die, Kegels?
Be very rough.
Can we talk about how she looks like she's on meth?
Well.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, well, she's very red.
She matches her shirt.
Yeah, it's not a good look. She's got her hair up. It's all bad. But
I mean,
yeah.
I can't even say she would have been cute. Like I can't. It's that bad.
So wait,
I feel sorry for her.
So that like the shaft was inside her and the handle is out, like kind of like a wiener or what? I'm trying to figure out the physics of this.
You just said a shaft inside her, kind of like a wiener. Yes, that has the right. I mean, like.
Well,
are we not?
How...
I mean, isn't that how like it works when you shafts go in and then?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, like how much of the handle was like just kind of sitting between
it
her
to
legs?
Be all of it, right? Because they could only tell because they felt something in her groin. Meaning,
that's so weird.
Well, did they feel it on top?
No, she said they noticed an
so
unknown
she had, like, a bulge.
Object in her groin.
So maybe she had a bulge, like
yeah,
part of it sticking out.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying.
Okay,
routine
so
search,
she didn't
yeah.
put it all the way in because in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that bitch put it all the way in.
Okay, see that.
But she was older too, so I don't know if that's different.
I think it's different. I don't know.
You think so? Because she also had a kid, and so that does... I mean, that changes shit down there.
It's so true.
Yeah, Christiana will tell you if she were here. She would. But
which is why I'm never having children.
You can put a shotgun in there now.
Well, this
is one hell of a pickup line.
No, what's the worst pickup line?
Well, in Kansas, a Kansas man has been charged with first-degree murder. He's afraid the tattoo of mirror image letters spelled out the word murder across his neck might prejudice a jury. I don't know why he thought that. So he's asking for a professional tattoo artist to remove it or cover it up. Prosecutors say they aren't opposed to Jeffrey Chapman covering his tattoo, but the county sheriff there says he's against transporting Chapman to a licensed tattoo facility, the only places tattoo artists are allowed to practice under Kansas law. Aha, loophole. The Great Bend Tribune reports Chapman's trial is scheduled to start Oh, it's actually started 2 days ago in the November 2011 killing of Damon Galliart, whose body was found by hunters in a roadside ditch. His attorney says in a motion the tattoo would be extremely prejudicial if seen by a jury. So I'm going to say turtleneck.
Turtleneck or big neck beard?
Yeah, that was actually the first comment. It was like, why don't you just give him a fucking turtleneck?
It looks like he also has a teardrop tattoo as well.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean.
So I'm pretty sure he's screwed. And, you know, good for him.
I just want to know the mentality of I'm going to get a backwards murder written across my neck.
Well, maybe you want to start the day looking in the mirror and the first thing you see is murder.
I love crows so much in groups.
I like don't understand.
It's a murder of crows. It's like an old person phrase.
Yeah, it's like a herd. It's like a herd of cows or a school of fish. It's well, a murder of crows.
Thanks, Nate.
It was a clever joke. I liked it.
Thanks.
I think this is like really cute.
The murdered
murder.
No,
tattoo?
You guys like having to explain something to me.
Well, I'm sure there are people in the audience who don't know that it's a murder of crows.
I don't understand Gaggle this geese. Guy though. Like, why would you? If he like, we're gonna kill someone, or did he do it afterwards and then think he was gonna get caught? Because
no,
2011 to 2014, 3 years was he like, oh, I haven't gotten caught yet. Let me get a teardrop and murder on my neck. Or did he do it before the murder and thought it would be like, you know, I already got this done, might as well. Like, what kind of dumbass does something like that?
Well,
this kind.
The kind that's probably going to go to jail for the rest of his life for murder. Speaking of dumbasses.
Watch if you never did it.
Yeah. I'm an innocent man. What does Sweden have in common with the brutally oppressive dictatorship of North Korea? Let's ask Pat Robertson and see what he says.
Welcome to Utopia, also known as Sweden. Sweden has been a laboratory of social experiments. Swedish leaders believe they're building the perfect society. And Sweden has been compared to a couple of nations which also tried to build perfect societies, North Korea and the Soviet Union. If you don't like how Utopia is being built here, you won't be shot like in North Korea, but your life could become very unpleasant very quickly. We talked to several journalists who described a Stalinist-style atmosphere in Sweden, in which citizens are now afraid of saying anything that might get them labeled in the media as racist. Sweden is not going to become a third world nation tomorrow, but according to one report, one day it will.
One report?
Could this be any more vague? This is their news reporter.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, according to one report, many journalists are saying things. We don't have any of them on camera or any actual quotes, but they're saying things.
It's like Fox News' strategy.
People are afraid of being labeled a racist.
Like, what are they changing in Sweden to make it? Because Sweden is pretty much utopia right now out of all the countries, right? They're like, they're doing pretty damn good.
It's Denmark is about at the top in terms of satisfaction of citizens, but Sweden's up there.
I thought, yeah, Sweden was up
there.
Yeah,
most of the Scandinavian countries are. Let's continue with this idiocy.
We had a perfectly good country, a rich country, a nice country, and in a few years' time, that country will be gone.
Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Who was that?
That was just a random blonde lady.
Well, that's according to a person saying a thing that we told them to say.
I'm just kind of confused. Like, what are they doing different?
Well, I mean, in Sweden, they have universal health care. They've got education that's paid for.
And they have better maternal and paternal leave. Like, they have a lot of good things going on. But what is all of a sudden now they're comparing this shit to North Korea just because they use the word utopia?
Well, The bottom line is when you talk anytime that you have a sort of centralized government that is a little bit more involved in the day to day lives of people, the thing that you do to fearmonger is you go dictatorship, which it's not. But no matter where you are, there's always going to be a group of people who are opposed to it for whatever reason. You know, it's usually self-involved, but let's go to Pat Robertson's part in this whole thing.
Reporting from Sweden and Denmark.
Well, that's a shocker. You hear here from Dale programs and views that you won't hear anyplace else. He does a terrific job, but
he making it up.
Nothing about that made sense.
He won't hear it anywhere else.
Dungeons and Dragons.
He has a problem with Dungeons and Dragons too.
Let's get to Pat's point here.
That's frightening because Sweden was the haven for people fleeing the Nazis during World War II, and it was a place of freedom and liberty and prosperity.
to think they could be killed by political correctness, it shows what could happen here.
What is he talking about? I don't know.
Was there a news story, anything to link that to? Or is he just pulling stuff out of his...
At what point has... isn't that one of the things, like, you can, like, kind of think whatever, do whatever? Like, isn't that what makes a utopia a utopia, in a sense, where you can, like, be you, and it's cool, but you got your ass covered if you were to fall in a ditch or some shit? I don't know why I just said that, but that was a reference to universal healthcare.
No, but for some people, utopia would be you don't have the government involved in anything you do. You just do it. You just have your liberty. And
yes, because people can be trusted. I'm pretty sure, like, Animal Farm proved that wrong. there was another book.
Lord
of the Flies was the next one I was going to mention.
But in 1984, George Orwell, who also wrote Animal Farm, because he got both sides of the story.
Yeah.
In book form. Back then, we had books and we liked it.
Books are cool.
You had to turn the pages. You burned calories.
Yes, burning calories, turning the pages.
That was exercise.
They act. Oh. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cool or tool, holsters. Holsters.
Any holsters in general are cool. Just keep your guns in them.
Diana?
As long as the holster isn't your vagina or your butthole, yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, holsters are cool. Especially if you wear them slung low off your hip in a badass manner. Up next in cooler tool, tattoos. Tattoos, Diana?
I like tattoos. I have tattoos. I don't agree with some tattoos. In this case, tool.
You have a tattoo? What do you have for a tattoo?
I have Orion on my left shoulder blade, and then I have a moonflower on my right hip.
Oh, interesting.
Ted, tattoos, cool or tool?
Not for me, but some of them are cool. Some are tool, but I'll say cool in general. Why not? I don't care.
Yeah, for the most part, tattoos are cool. A lot of them look terrible, but hey, if you love it, that's your thing.
Yeah.
And finally, in cooler tool, Sweden. Ted, Sweden.
Oh, that utopian hellhole. Wait, it can't be two things. Sweden's awesome. Very cool. I want to go visit Sweden one day.
Diana?
They have very attractive people. Sweden is cool.
Yeah, Sweden's fine. It's dark and cold half of the year, but for the most part, Sweden is cool.
They have sexy-ass women, though.
Listen, that's the hype. I mean, the Swedish bikini team is not everybody in Sweden.
Really, like, every Swedish person I've met or seen, like, real-life person, I'm not, like, talking about celebrities or whatever, like, real... Maybe it's because I do have a thing for white blonde girls, but that could probably be it, but I've not met a Swedish person, like, in person... that I didn't find attractive.
Mm.
That's your preference for women? A blonde woman?
Yeah, blonde, interesting. White.
Interesting.
Well, everybody has their preferences.
That's true.
And Clippers owner Donald Sterling apparently doesn't prefer black people.
He's the worst.
His girlfriend's hella hot, though.
Well, she's claiming she's not his girlfriend now. It's a professional relationship, which doesn't make it sound any better.
No, that makes it sound worse.
It makes it sound completely worse.
He just, like, basically said, like, yeah, that's my pin. That's my sugar daddy. That's a professional relationship. That's the only way that relationship is professional. Bullshit. I call it bullshit.
He's creepy.
He's a little bit weird. Let's take a little listen to the tape that was leaked on TMZ on Sunday.
And it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. You have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay. Well, but we
and don't... you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not, okay. Whether the world accepts it or not.
By the way, you can't then come out and say it's a professional relationship when you're like, and you love me.
Yeah, okay, I was going to comment on that. Like, what is this bitch? Oh, my God.
Can't you love someone professionally? I love my boss. No, I'm kidding.
The tape goes on for 9 minutes, and then there was a longer tape that was released on Monday. I don't trust. Well, A, I think he's a tool. He's a tool.
Yeah,
that's why it's not in the first segment. So we could do cooler tool. But I don't trust her. I don't trust her at all. This dude is like pushing 80. He's not attractive. He's super rich, absolutely. But here are some of the things that came out in this tape. He said, you can sleep with black people. You can bring them in. You can do whatever you want. The little I ask is that you not promote it on that,
meaning Instagram, and not to bring them to my games.
Oh, God.
But that could be, I mean, of course he stated, or like black people, whatever, but like, I mean, don't bring them to, like, bring the people, it could also mean the people that you fuck to my games.
No, that's not what he means.
No? This all, I'm trying to help this guy out, yeah, but no, don't.
No, he's the worst.
I was trying to be my good deed of the day, because I've been a horrible person today, so I said, fuck it.
He went on to say things like, I'm just saying, in your lousy fucking Instagrams, you don't have to have yourself with walking with black people.
God.
He also said, don't put him, referring to Magic Johnson, on an Instagram for the world to see, so they have to call me, and don't bring him to my games.
Bad, bad idea.
So
she leaked this?
Yeah, it apparently came from there. But here's the thing. Wow. In California, it is illegal to record somebody without their knowledge.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
So,
oh, she's fucked.
Yeah, there's no real good thing about this. Now, he was set to receive a lifetime achievement award from the NAACP.
Really?
Yeah, it was on the docket for May.
Oh my God, really? For what?
He gives them piles of money.
No, but it was like in the other article, it was saying that like he's been in trouble before.
He has. He's a slumlord. He's a noted slumlord. But yeah, he was slated to receive on May 15th a lifetime achievement award at the NAACP. They were giving.
God, I hope they keep it and he wins.
Here are their honorees for this year. The first annual person of the year was going to Reverend Al Sharpton and Mayor Eric Garcetti. Lifetime Achievement Award to Donald Sterling and retired attorney Charles Patton. And then there's a bunch of people that most people have never heard of. But yeah, that was set to be the 100th anniversary of the NAACP. But they announced that is a no-go now. They are not going to do that.
I wonder why.
So in response to the basics, the tape that came out, a lot of people had some things to say. Snoop Dogg had something to say. He went on Instagram because, you know, why not?
Because that's where this whole thing
started. A message to the motherfucker that owned the Clippers. You bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
To be fair, Snoop Dogg did use some racist language there himself. But, you know, I'm going to overlook it. Because he's mad. Because he's mad. Because it's okay to be racist when you're mad. The NBA on TNT halftime show had some things to say as well. Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and a white guy. Let's listen to them.
Shaq, I'll give you the first crack at this.
You know, it's one thing to say something that's controversial, but it's another thing to say something that's very repugnant. The question is now, should this guy continue being an owner? That's the question. Should this guy continue being an owner? You know, everyone has their thoughts. You know, everyone has their opinions.
Me.
But, you know, when your opinions and your thoughts become public knowledge, question is, now what? And then another question is, you know, will his team shut down on him? Will his team take these remarks personally and say, you know what, we don't want to play for a guy like this? And, I mean, so, you know, unfortunate situation, but I think the league needs to take a very long, hard look on whether this guy should continue being an owner or not.
You can.
Now, Shaquille O'Neal is a partial owner of the Sacramento Kings. I want to point that out. The other thing is, this was before the Clippers game on Sunday that they lost to Golden State. They did a little silent protest where they wore their warm-ups inside out, so the Clippers logos weren't pointed out. Also, by the time you're hearing this, this would be yesterday, Tuesday, the NBA was having a press conference. So at the time we record this, we don't know what they've decided to do about it. I'm guessing he will probably be suspended for an extended period of time, and then there will be further investigations. But let's keep going with the commentators on the NBA.
You wrote these statements over and over. You can read the story over and over, and you still cannot believe what you're reading.
Well, first of all, you can believe it, because this has happened before. He settled a lawsuit years ago.
Charles Barkley.
Obviously, he owns a lot of land and things also, and he settled a lawsuit that said he was discriminating against blacks and Hispanics. So this is habitual. This is the first test of Adam Silver. He's got to suspend him right now. First of all, they got to prove his voice on the tape. But this is the first big test from Adam Silver. You can't have
this guy making statements like that. He has to suspend him and fine him immediately. He has to be suspended. You know, Ernie, and the problem I have with it, if somebody want to be racist, that's all right. That's their thing. But when you're in a position of...
Remember that. If somebody want to be racist, that's okay.
That's but their thing.
There's a but.
Power, and you can take jobs and economic opportunity from people. That's what crosses the line. But we cannot have an NBA owner discriminating against a league that... We're a black league, Ernie. We are a black league. I don't know the number, but I'd probably say 80% of our players are black.
How do you take this as a player?
Well, you know, that's a different animal there.
Yeah, I just think, firstly, that, you know, racism is like a refuge for ignorance.
This is Kenny Smith.
I think there's two things that we could take from it. And the first, I would say, is that, you know, he's taking that, his primitive thought process, and saying that, hey, I could work with you, or you could work for me, but I can't be associated with you. And, you know, or I could, you could be my girlfriend, obviously, because she's
black and Mexican
as well. He has to be suspended. And I don't, Magic Johnson came out and tweeted, said he'd never go to another Clipper game. I can totally understand that. And I can understand.
You know, if Magic Johnson doesn't go to another Clipper game, isn't that giving the guy just what he wants? If I were Magic Johnson, I'd be like, comp me some tickets. I'm sitting courtside. I'm sitting courtside with many middle fingers up, bitches.
There you go.
I think it's a fine line, though, giving this guy more money and stuff like that, though, because people are going to want to see that and stuff and more publicity. I don't know. It's like kind of like Chick-fil-A with the whole gay thing. But, you know, obviously not a lot of people gave a shit about that because it's dealing with the gays. But when it deals with this is going to come out horrible. I'm going to stop everything that just is coming out.
We want more Mexican-Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
And more gay Americans.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, it's kind of that whole thing. Like, people are like, well, he has every right to say whatever he wants to say. Like, you know, that's his opinion.
What does that even mean? Of course he can say what he wants to say, but we don't react to it. There are no consequences.
That's what I think. I think there should be consequences to that. And he does have to bring up a good point. Like, if you're someone in power, I don't think life should have rewarded you to that point where you can have your own position of power and being racist at the same time. I don't think life should be that good to you, but whatever, that's just fucking karma or something happened in the universe that's fucked up.
Well, his legacy is kind of screwed now. Maybe that's the karma.
Well, hopefully, but who knows?
Like, maybe he'll repent.
Like, everyone's like, yeah, he should be suspended and all this shit. And then like, is he? He's rich enough, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, it does. I mean, he's rich enough. He doesn't have any issue with wealth or anything like that. His soon-to-be ex-wife came out with a statement saying that she and her family don't support that sort of hate or anything of that nature. Everything points to, yeah, that was him. Yeah, he said it. But it's not legal to record that. Yeah. And by the way, who hasn't been in a fight with somebody and said things that if they were played back in public, you wouldn't be incredibly ashamed of? I don't think anybody who's been in a relationship, a serious relationship.
Yeah,
has been...
that was my defense with him, though. It was kind of like, whoa, it did look bad because, I mean, he is an old, unattractive guy and she's with another celebrity and she's an attractive woman. She's obviously a gold digger. So, you know, he's probably just being emotional shit. But the thing that bothered me, if this was the first case of that happening, of him supposedly, like, allegedly being racist, then that'd be fine. But this is not. Like, he's gone. Charges were dropped. But, like, there's been cases where, like...
Lots of settlements.
Sketch.
Here's a list from his professional life. To potential coach Rolly Massimino in 1983. And I'm going to replace the original word with a censored version. He said to a potential coach, "I want to know why you think you can coach these N-words." To a property supervisor in 2002, and this is sworn testimony, "That's because of all the blacks in this building. They smell. They're not clean."
Oh, wow. Boy. See, that's the thing that bothers me, is that this was obviously not the
first
case.
There's more. "And it's because of all the Mexicans that just sit around and smoke and drink all day."
So he starts to date. I mean, yeah, I guess I can see the psychoanalytical.
I don't like Mexican men because they smoke, drink, and just hang around the house. Is she one of those black people that stink? Just evict the bitch. These are all things from Donald Sterling's history. These aren't things I would say. He also has said things in referring to negotiations with Danny Manning, who won a national championship in 1988 with Kansas. Quote, "I'm offering a lot of money for a poor black kid." And that was allegedly said in front of then Commissioner David Stern. Oh, here's one on Koreans, Diana. This one's just for you. "I don't have to spend any more money on them. They will take whatever conditions I give them, and they still pay rent."
What about Jews?
Okay, that's the thing we do. We would still pay rent.
How do you feel about the Jews?
I don't think he's gotten on that. According to former general manager Elgin Baylor, Sterling envisioned a, quote, southern plantation type structure for the Clippers, one in which he allegedly put it to Baylor, poor black boys from the South played for a white head coach. Also, why are you taking pictures of minorities? Okay, this is from the long rant. Why are you taking pictures of minorities? Why? It's like talking to an enemy. Hispanics feel certain things towards blacks. Blacks feel certain things towards other groups. It will always be that way. It bothers me a lot that you're associating with black people. You're supposed to be a delicate, whiter Latina, delicate Latina girl. You don't have to have yourself walking with black people. In 2009, he was subject to the largest housing discrimination lawsuit payout ever. Related to his attempts to evict blacks and Hispanics from properties in 2011, he testified that he did not know Hall of Fame Elgin Baylor had been a basketball player at the time that Baylor was hired by the Clippers to be the general manager.
He's the hands-off manager.
That same year, he celebrated Black History Month in the wrong month.
All right, seriously, how is... I know you said he gives a lot of money to the NAACP, but seriously, how could they even think about giving this guy an award? It makes no sense unless they're totally corrupt.
Yeah.
But that couldn't be.
And in 2011, he refused to cover Clippers assistant coach's prostate cancer treatment, forcing NBA players to pay for it. Players complained Sterling brought women into the locker room while they were showering and told the women to, quote, "look at those beautiful black bodies."
Oh, God, what? What a freak.
Then there were sexual harassment lawsuits and Sterling's demands that women, quote, "let me put it in or suck on it." I mean, that's a fair demand, I guess. He said, "when you pay a woman for sex, you are not together with her. You're paying for her for a few moments to use her body for sex. Is it clear? Is it clear?"
That's pretty clear.
It is clear.
This is why I fucking hate the world sometimes and life. This is why life fucking sucks. It's because people and dirtbags like him are rewarded. And yeah, money isn't everything, but being fucking poor and stressed out all the fucking time because I'm fucking poor, it would be nice to be financially stable. But then you see these motherfuckers that are like making it rain on everybody and everything and giving, they are so rich, they give money to people they don't like.
Well, yeah, because it keeps them out of your hair.
Yeah, but that's so... Oh, this is why the whole life is not fair. Okay, fine. I get it. Life isn't fair. But does not mean it has... This is why life is unfair, because people like that are fucking rewarded. And his girlfriend or his professional relationship friend thing, whatever. Again, Latina, Mexican and black. Mm-hmm. Latina, I guess, was
blacks,
the proper
blacks again.
Blacks again. We can start.
That may be inappropriate language. That, I'm not sure.
I thought it was fine, but maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm the worst person to be asking about that. But that's hella fucked up. Like, he's dating, like, basically a professional relationship. He gives her money for sex, obviously, and just to be arm candy. And it's like, it's ownership. In my mind, like, that's how I'm seeing it. Like, that's why he's justifying it. He's going after her because that's ownership of two ethnicities that he doesn't like, or races. I guess it has to be race. Yeah,
I think you've nailed it. He's a guy who's about owning things and people and controlling things and people and situations. And I don't think it matters who it is. He just sees everybody as a pawn in his little game of life. Well done. That was deep and insightful. See, insight comes from rage.
You know what? I realized that I am a lot smarter
When you're mad?
Yeah. And I think that's like why my comedy's been suffering too, because I'm just not as like clever.
You need to be madder up there.
I need to be madder. I think I need to be in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'll
that
piss
just
you off.
Constantly put me in a bad mood.
Find a dysfunctional relationship. That'll be great.
That's the only way. Not all relationships are dysfunctional.
No, they're not.
The best times I have with someone is like when we aren't close to a relationship. We're just like hanging out, enjoying each other's company. And then when we get close, somehow I fuck it up somewhere.
Does this song play in your head?
Yes, all the time. This might be before my generation, though, Nate.
It is.
Might be.
It's totally is. It's hard to get mad when this song is playing. You cannot finish a rant.
Yeah, now the podcast is going to suck on my end because I'm not going to come up with anything clever or insightful. But that social degree, what's up?
Oh, well, hold on. Hold on, I think I can get it back for you.
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch.
Okay.
I saw that episode with my friend and like I was like, wait for it. You hear that song? Nate plays that all the fucking time on the podcast. And my friend just looked at me and was like, how do you not kick us? I'm like, dude, it's just too funny.
What I love, every time I play it, you throw your head back with laughter.
Because like, I want to get away from the mic.
But it's awesome.
Because I was driving here this evening, that I was reminded of that song as I had to go the middle lane to get around someone in the left lane.
Yeah, well,
and that someone happened to be Asian.
That song was in my head. Seemed to fit. I'm not gonna say all stereotypes are true, but yeah,
every now and then
that song just
it all lines up. It just popped in.
Well, yeah. It's not just the NBA that's problematic. It's
me.
It's the NFL.
Oh,
Ted.
Okay.
Apparently, the Buffalo Jills, the Buffalo Bills cheerleaders, are suing because.
Bitches be crazy.
Yep. Yeah, they had a lot of things that they were told that they could and couldn't do. Here are some of the instructions on how to facilitate a breezy yet enjoyable conversation. This sounds like something out of a 50s etiquette book.
What?
Don't be overly opinionated about anything. Don't complain about anything. Ever hang out with a whiner? It's exhausting and boring. Do not use slang in conversations. Never use words, phrases such as like, I seen it, you guys, dude, them guys, pee, and ain't.
And out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
They'll confuse old people.
Use oh my goodness rather than oh my God.
That's so weird.
Do not consume conversations and watch body language. Be aware of female companions and children. Always turn the conversation back to the other person. Never flirt.
Is this while they're on the job or just in life is what they're supposed to do?
Well, it's all part of that. It's all part of what they're expected to be.
Wait, I'm confused. How do you not? Isn't that flirting, though?
No. Always avoid politics, religion, sexual references. Talking about last night. Don't try to talk about your personal life, job, boyfriends, what you're doing later, etc. Avoid inappropriate jokes, strong opinions, gossip, saying I or me too often. They were also instructed on the proper ways to keep a healthy, clean body.
Oh, good. That's important.
Some of these are actually good tips. Others, maybe a little intrusive. Wash hands often to prevent the spread of viruses. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Remove makeup every night before going to bed.
Definitely.
Because makeup left on a pillow causes breakouts. Even if you wash one night and not another, you've left bacteria on your pillowcase for a clean face.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you have to shower, too.
Yeah, you're learning stuff.
I know about the showering thing.
Okay, just making sure.
Go do laundry.
Makeup left in the creases of your skin creates early wrinkles.
Oh, no.
Makeup left in your eye area can cause infection and affect your vision. Don't use loofahs or sponges. They hold tons of germs. Throw them away now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's... I switched to bar soap because my roommate told me that in college.
And also, don't wash your dishes with a sponge because they're full of germs, too, right?
And how do you wash your dishes?
I just don't. No, I put them in the dishwasher.
Throws them away.
Put them in the dishwasher.
You don't have one.
Then just eat dirt and germs.
Yeah, so... Always shower after a workout and change your undergarments. Try to cough or sneeze into your arm, not your hand. Some of them are good. But then they get down to intimate areas. Never use a deodorant or chemically enhanced product. Simple non-deodorant soap will help maintain the right pH balance. Christiana said that on this show, so I find it hard to be angry at these people.
Wait, they mean don't douche, right?
Correct.
No douche,
no deodorant sprays or anything like that down
there.
Yeah,
I've heard no douching because it's supposed to be natural.
Yeah.
Like it kind of fucks up the pH
balance. It's a self-cleaning orifice.
Yes.
Aren't
they awesome?
When menstruating,
I like them.
When menstruating, use a product right for your menstrual flow. A tampon too big can irritate and develop fungus.
Ew.
A product left in too long can cause bacteria or fungus buildup.
Yeah.
Products can be changed at least every 4 hours, except when sleeping. They can be left in for the night then.
Oh.
Also, clean, rinse your razor often while shaving, especially after going to a new area.
Wait, like visiting Sweden or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was probably Australia.
Okay.
You know, someplace down under.
I was like totally not getting it. I was like, no, you guys, areas in quotes. Like, I think they meant something.
Thanks, Dan. I didn't have it in front of me.
I was like, oh, shit. Wait.
These old guys are dumb.
And then I finally got it. I was like, oh, no, I was behind.
Also, wash your feet daily. This will help control foot odor and fungus from developing in the toenails. Cotton socks also help with odor. Nylons and nylon socks create sweaty feet, which causes odor. They also go on to talk about formal dining etiquette, you know, like never debate politics, religion, or whatever else. So, yeah, it's a huge code of conduct, and they don't make that much money. So it was very interesting. But it's not just them. Mm-mm. The Bengals, who are the Cincinnati Bengals cheerleaders, they're also suing too, or at least one of them, a class action lawsuit against the team for allegedly violating federal employment laws. Here's some of the things. No panties are to be worn under practice clothes or uniform, not even thong panties. Wear pantyhose to match the skin tone, parenthetical, legs.
Oh.
No Danskin/dance-type tights. No control top practices or games. No exposed skin at ankles. Pantyhose must extend down into socks. No slouching breasts. Support is needed.
What?
No slouching breasts?
That's what it says.
Slouching breasts.
Black or nude seamless bra mandatory for games. No lace!
Diana.
God help you if you wear a lace bra. It doesn't actually say that, but it's true.
Oh,
the appearance section
this
also
is awkward.
The appearance section also prohibits chewing gum while representing the team, mandates the use of contacts for the near or far sighted, and reserves for a cheerleader director the right to change a Bengal's hair or makeup as they, quote, feel necessary. Also, quote, stay away from frosted lipsticks and eyeshadows. Management will determine your proper color analysis. As always, glamour is a priority. And they also go into scale weight, which is recorded twice a week.
Oh, God.
That's not fair, because water weight and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
that's why they do it twice a week, Diana. You're given a 3-pound leniency weight.
Aww. Okay, that's cool then.
For example, if your goal weight is 114, you're allowed to weigh in at 117 without being considered over.
But what if you're working out and getting muscle tone and you're still your waist is smaller?
Well, at that age, I feel like you should be kind of set. You're just trying to maintain. Like, the caliber level that they are. Like, they shouldn't, because if they're doing true.
Well, Ted,
I'm saying body weight's arbitrary.
To answer your question,
yes, sir.
Weight is a constant evaluation process throughout the season. Your scale weight is taken into consideration along with overall body appearance to determine cheer eligibility.
Oh, good.
Oh, so like body fat test. I think the scale is the devil machine. Everything should just be body fat test, because I am actually a lot healthier body fat test wise than I am scale wise.
Okay. Well, if you're over your 3-pound leniency weight, you will be required to stay 30 minutes after practice for extra conditioning. Additionally, at management's discretion, you can/will be pulled from your position and possibly not considered for charity/paid events.
Damn.
But it's not just them. No, no, no. The Raiderettes are suing, or at least one of them. Lacey T., here's some of the stuff for the Raiders. Forget to bring, including but not limited to, correct pom-poms to practice. That's a $10 fine.
Oh, this is a sorority. What the fuck?
Wear wrong designated workout wear and or footwear for two-piece Wednesday rehearsals, special rehearsals, and or game day rehearsals. That's a $10 fine. Not able to get bios in on time. $10 fine. Forget all or part of your official uniform, boots, or pom-poms for any event or game day. That's a $10 fine per item and or bench from the game, which is $125 that you would make. By the way, there are 8 home games. They get paid $125 per. They make about $1,000 a season. Boots not clean and polished for game day. That's a $10 fine. Failure to follow point 1 under etiquette or appearances. Game day ready. That's a $10 fine. Fines will continue to double if infractions continue. They were serious about it. So, but it's not just them. No, there's more.
I not to interrupt, but I'm kind of okay with the Raiders rules.
Are you? Okay.
Because it's kind of like, these are basic things that you should be responsible for.
Yeah, bring
in general.
Bring your shit.
Bring your shit.
And have it ready to go.
Yeah, like, I was on, golf is a fucking sport.
It is.
I was on an athletic team for high school, college, whatever. And, like, you just, like, if we didn't have our shit, they can't find us, but they made us run.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you should be held accountable for your shit. So, for this bitch to sue is put your big girl panties on and just don't fuck up.
Well, I think the Jills are right. You shouldn't stank and leave your tampon in for 24 hours.
You should.
That's a health issue.
They make a good point.
Okay.
I'm
they make several.
I kid.
Oh, I'm like, no, I'm
no,
I
no, you're right,
agree.
Ted.
Yeah, Ted, I completely agree.
Well,
it says in the
but
area, you know, you got to be careful which areas you use your razor in. Never mind.
Oh, no, it's all good.
Yeah, there,
it is right. I don't know.
There's also a lawsuit by the Baltimore Ravens cheerleaders.
What's their name? The Ravenettes? I don't know. They should have a girl name, shouldn't they?
They should. I think they do.
Okay.
They're just referred to as the cheer squad in this article.
The chicks. Raven chicks.
Oh, that's cute.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not sexist.
Yeah. Let's see.
At all.
You're okay with that.
So here's
well, no, they don't do it because they have male cheerleaders. So
really,
they apparently throw them around. But they've got their thing that they do, and here's some of the things from the handbook. Each cheerleader, male and female, is expected to maintain ideal body weight and physical look for the duration of your contract. Weigh-ins will be held at the discretion of the Ravens. Failure to comply with body weight and or appearance guidelines could result in suspension from the team or game day suspensions. 3-game misses due to physical appearance suspensions could result in dismissal from the team. Also, after coming in lighter, the cheerleader who, was suspended, she was she put back on some of the weight throughout the year. She was benched for multiple games, even though she weighed less than she did the year before. Eventually, she had the backbone to tell them she was fed up with it and quit. She was not overweight, but you know, you set your baseline. You need to come in high. So, I mean, it sounds terrible. I know it sounds terrible, but if you're a cheerleader, you're hired to look pretty. That's what you're there for.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, I don't know. It's like getting hired to be an accountant and you can't do math. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Shit's not going to work out. I mean, I get the whole, like, beauty. I mean, this whole argument could go several ways with the whole image of beauty and all that bullshit. But, like, you signed up for this career. Like, obviously, you didn't want to go spend a little more time in the classroom.
Right.
To get another career that doesn't involve you fucking doing flips or whatnot and cheering for other people. Like, this is this whole made-up version, Barbie version of femininity that cheerleaders portray is, like, that's, you knew you were getting into that shit.
Well, and this is all, I mean, they make about $125 a game. This is always their second job. And to be fair, the NFL, the referees are part-time as well. So it's not it's not just that, but
I want
to
know what there's, I mean, I just it kind of like, you kind of know what you get into. Yeah, like if this is your second job, it's kind of like a hobby in that case.
Yeah.
You invest money and shit into your hobby and all that, like, should they get paid more? Maybe. I don't know. Like, everything's up for debate. And I get I get where they're coming from in a sense, but they're trying to change societal standards on a whole bunch of things, which, and that's not even the argument. They're trying to use the argument because they got penalized for something they fucked up on.
Right.
So I think that's bullshit. You signed up for this and it finally you fucked up and then you want to use that as your, no, that's not cool. Like, you shouldn't have gone into this in the beginning if that was your main reservation about everything. Like, if you're like, yeah, this is totally against femininity and like all this and that, you shouldn't have gone into cheerleading. You shouldn't. It's like going into being a pageant person. Like, you perpetuate certain ideas by going into certain careers. And
Ted, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
There's a lot of I don't know if, like, I just, this kind of angers me. It's like, get your shit together and don't blame other people, and then don't be upset or surprised, and then like try to expose shit and be like, oh my god, look how horribly they treated us. It's like, what the fuck did you expect?
Well, and the players don't get treated any better. If you've ever seen Hard Knocks on HBO, the players get cut like that for doing sometimes nothing wrong.
They just don't... sports. This is what happens in this kind of field. Like, why do they have to be little bitches about it?
Well, and I
use that term gender neutrally.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. We all do. I think a lot of it is, a lot of these little ticky-tack things are things that people should know, but we are basically, a lot of people don't understand how to behave around other people. So what they did was they went in and explained it in great detail, like you would explain it to a 5-year-old. And I think that's where they got into trouble. The company, the corporation I work for, the wonderful Tribune Corporation, a lot of the things that are in the employee handbook in terms of what to do in certain situations, the phrase "use your best judgment" is in there a lot, which, you know, I like, because, you know, I consider myself a reasonable person and that I'm going to make reasonable, responsible decisions. But if your best judgment isn't very good, then your boss should sit you down and go, by the way, your best judgment, not very good in this case. Mm-hmm. You need to work on that.
Yeah, don't use your best judgment. Use mine. Hit me up, ask me a question before you decide anything.
Right. So either way, where do you fall on these cheerleaders, Ted?
Depends on the cheerleader.
Oh,
no, I agree.
Snap.
No, if you're in, if you're on a Broadway show, if wherever, anytime where your talent and your appearance is part of your job, of course, there should be standards. But I don't know. I guess there's a point where it becomes micromanaging. But I agree. When you know the rules going in, you make a decision whether you want to sign on or not. So,
I mean, I get the whole micromanaging thing, but some of these things are not. I mean, they're just like Nate was saying, they're basic things.
Yeah.
Like they're. I mean, please change your. Sanitary products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, I don't know.
Whether you're a cheerleader or an accountant, do it.
Yeah.
Change it.
Mm-hmm.
Please. And well, shower.
And shower, yeah.
Like, male or female, I don't care.
Yeah, always. Always. Hey, it's time to go down to Florida, where sometimes they shower, sometimes they don't. Well, about a week ago, a woman became furious with a store owner when he declined to exchange dollar bills for her jar of coins. Surveillance video shows the woman aggressively pointing at the owner of the A-plus Food Mart in Mount Dora, Florida, before knocking items on the counter. Apparently, the outburst only got worse from there. The owner, who was not named, says that he tried to explain to the woman, also unnamed, that he didn't have the time to sort through her jar of change. She got frustrated, knocked items off the counter. He followed her outside his business and said the angry woman was screaming racial slurs and threatened to kill him. But that's not the worst thing that she did. No, Dana Bennett was sitting outside the A-plus Food Mart at the time with her daughter, 7-year-old Cammie. And they told News 13, we was just sitting here minding our own business, and he told us to call the police. And her crazy. The store owner's saying she tore up my store. Call 911. Something's wrong with her. When the woman took a swinging punch at the owner, she missed and hit someone else. Little Cammie said, when she was trying to swim at him, she hit me. That's right, the woman allegedly hit a 7-year-old. Apparently, Cammie has a bruise on her face and said that she's suffering from nightmares. Her mother told the station, I'd like to see justice served. It's aggravated assault, and I'd like to see her behind bars. Mount Dora police say they're reviewing the case, and investigation remains open.
Hello, brother.
Welcome to Florida. Also, this one makes me laugh just by reading it. Charlotte County deputies arrested an Englewood man on a variety of charges, including stealing a bicycle when he was found sleeping on a beanbag chairs in Walmart. Yeah, he lives near Osprey Boulevard and Spinnaker Boulevard in Englewood. The victim does. Reported that someone entered his garage as well as one of his vehicles. While in the garage, it appeared the intruder had tried to take a bicycle that had been hanging from the ceiling. The victim reported someone apparently had used a couple of cigarette lighters that had been in the vehicle to light a marijuana cigarette, based on the smell left in the car. The only item reported missing was a blue bicycle, which was valued at more than $300. That was taken from the house. The victim's son spotted the missing bike on the bike rack back at Walmart. He told store personnel who checked store surveillance to see who had left it. After reviewing the video, the Walmart personnel found the 19-year-old Roy Peter Hornjack asleep on the beanbag chairs inside the store. He was asked to leave the store. Instead of leaving, Hornjack went to the Subway located inside the Walmart and fell asleep at a table.
Wow, he must have the munchies, but he just couldn't follow through on it.
Marijuana cigarette. That's so funny. I've never heard it referred to it as that before.
Deputies arrested Hornjack, charging him with burglary of a dwelling, burglary of a structure, and burglary of a convenience. Burglary of a conveyance. Sorry, that would be the bicycle. Grand theft and violation of probation. So he has plenty of time to nap.
That's ridiculous.
How sweet of them.
It is.
You should, if you're going to smoke up, do it after you commit the crime, not while you're doing it. That's my advice to criminals. Is that helpful? Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, Christiana hates Lululemon, so this one's just for her. They fired their CEO.
Is that the yoga thing?
That's the see-through yoga pants. Well, the investors have blamed the financial woes on the CEO's dumpy body.
What?
Saying things like, he was kind of dumpy, noting that he wore baggy clothes with an untucked shirt and failed to hide a bulging stomach. If he's a competent leader, he's a competent leader, another investor said, but you've got to ask whether this guy is really in touch with the mindset of his core customer in an athletic space. Wow. A third investor said that his less than chiseled frame might be a good thing for the brand, given last year's furor over comments from founder Chip Wilson, who blamed see-through yoga pants on partly on oversized customers. So,
That's epic.
Who looks at the CEO of a company decides, I'm going to buy their products because that CEO looks like this.
Well, people listen to what the CEOs of companies have to say and say, I don't want to buy their products.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've heard some stuff. And then, well, I mean, there's sometimes you look at them and you're just like, that's probably not a good idea.
They don't know
what they are doing, because if they did, they wouldn't look like that. You got to be your own product. Don't get lazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's almost the end of the show. But first, we must do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. Condensing this down a little bit. From the Grand Forks Herald, it's the Ask Marilyn segment from Marilyn Haggerty. Question, have you ever eaten Lake Superior smelt? Answer.
I have not. Oh.
No, but Don Taus tells me they're small like sardines and quite tasty when deep fried. You can eat the fins, tail, backbone, and all. He likes them and is the organizer for the Tabor Smelt Fry coming up Saturday evening as a benefit for the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Tabor. There will also be Alaskan walleyes called pollock that come from U.S. Foods. Question number two. Will they be doing the polka at the VFW in East Grand Forks Saturday evening? The answer, I think so. It's a celebration of the wedding of Duane and Rhonda Hayde in Las Vegas in February. Music will be by Hayde's Opry style band. And finally, when is Bird Day in North Dakota? Answer, it's Saturday. And the date was set by the North Dakota legislature way back in 1975.
What? Do people send her these questions? Sorry.
Yes, ahead. They do.
Do they not know the internet exists for looking up information?
The date marks the birth of John James Audubon on April 26th, 1785 in France. By the way, the state bird is the meadowlark. This is printed in the paper. And that's small town news.
That is small town news. Small town and name answer to the name questions. Being judgy.
You are, but that's okay.
That's what I'm here to do.
Let it go.
Let it slide. Thanks,
Nate.
I'll
completely let it slide. I think you've earned it.
Yay.
I think you've completely earned it.
All right.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Y'all have a great Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be back on Friday with a fresh new show for you because we love you, and that's what we do.
Most of you. Oh, good song.
It's true. We're going to wrap it up of Monsters and Men. This is Little Talks on the Nate Darling Show. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear. The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake. It's the house telling you to close your eyes. And some days I can't even dress myself. It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on. Tell her that I miss our little talks. Soon it will be over and buried with our past. We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love. Some days I don't know if I am alright. Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. Cause though the truth may bury this, shit will carry on. We'll be right back. You're gone, gone, gone away. I watch you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.